Com today.
Hey everybody, Kate Delaney welcoming you to this version of America Tonight. Remember, it's about the buzz in your backyard. Certainly, most of it has to do with either the flu, getting that kind of a shot, or getting shot in school, at work, in church, at those safe havens where we used to be in a bubble and didn't worry about such things. Newtown, Connecticut just tripped the scales in a different direction. Starting out the day, imagine my horror and probably yours when you heard, oh, yep, there's been another shooting. You know, what I worry about is somebody trying to be a copycat, because there's so much glorification in a sense of what's happening. Not glorification, but over and over and over again, I guess, cycles of it. And maybe some people are glorifying it, sick people. So that might be enough to push somebody into a copycat situation. Is that what happened in California? So how do we start this show? And trust me, I'm gonna give you some silver linings. I don't want to be a negative Nancy. After all, my name's Kate, so I don't want to be that way when I get on the show. I don't want to jump on a giant soapbox every single night and pound home the horrific things that are happening. Because trust me, there are some good things. There are some good things. We got a daily salute. We are bringing it back. I've got one for you this hour. Actually, I have two. I have two for you this hour. How about that? Two for the price of one. But this is not a salute. A student armed with a 12-gauge shotgun opens fire in a California high school. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? He critically wounds a student before two staff people talk him into putting down his weapon. Bravo for them. I mean, there's a daily salute right there. What he did was, the 16-year-old boy, he was by himself. He was arrested by the cops. They got their boom. It's Taft Union High School. It's in Kern County. And about a minute after being called, they immediately hustled out to that school so fast, I'm surprised the tires didn't blow out on their cars. I mean, that's how fast they got there. This is less than a month after the Connecticut Elementary School December rampage that just stunned us all. So now we've got this heated national debate over gun control. And then we have this California thing that happens. Taft has about 2,000, it's got about 10,000 people in it. And it's in the San Joaquin Valley. So to give you an idea, it's not glamorous, glitzy Hollywood or the rough parts of L.A. It's definitely inland. It's Bakersfield. It's near Bakersfield, California. So somebody's critically wounded. They're airlifted to a hospital. They're in stable condition. Might make it. What the police say is the gunman called out the name of another kid and shot at a group of students but missed. Wow. Is that not a blessing that he had no aim? So there were 28 kids in the classroom when he opened fire. Oh, man. And then chaos ensues. Two girls in the class were hurt. One flew over a table trying to get out of the room. Another one, they say, has possible hearing damage from the sound of the gun blast. Let's hope it's a temporary thing. But the heroes, bravo. Do we have some applause from our studio audience in Minneapolis? The mothership? Yeah, that is heroic. To stand there and face a kid, I don't care, who's got a shotgun in your face, who's already shot in a classroom, shot a student, that definitely says something about the two people who talked him down. Thank goodness they talked him down. Now, here's what I want to know. They arrest this kid. Why? We want to know about his background. We want to know what led him to do this. Was it because he wanted 15 minutes of fame? Was it because of violent crap that he's watching and seeing? Was it because of a horrific family life? What led him to do what he did? Was he completely off the rails before and wasn't getting any help? Let's find out. Let's start to find out, ask questions of the people who don't get a chance to kill themselves before they're taken down by the cops. So this guy, this kid, isn't. Let's find out what it is that sent him into school to do what he did. And you know what's interesting? This school, like so many others in the United States, this is the way we roll now. They had a lockdown exercise on Thursday, right ahead of the shooting. And the reason they had it is because of that massacre in Newtown, Connecticut. That's what the superintendent said. So they were forced to do this real lockdown in response to the gunfire. That is absolutely amazing. And this happened the same day that Joe Biden, the VP, was meeting with a whole bunch of people about this task force, including the NRA, to work on developing a plan to reduce gun violence. So I want to know. I want to know what makes this kid tick. What sent him into the school? What sent him in with a shotgun and led him to do what he did? And thank goodness, we don't think we're going to have anyone dead as a result of this, and more people were not injured. Whew. Unbelievable. Unbelievable, isn't it? So speaking of guns, not to make this the reoccurring theme on this show, but as I said, 2013 is absolutely about guns, taxes, freedoms. This is going to be what we're going to hear a lot of, and you're going to hear a lot of this from me, and we're going to have a lot of guests, as we already have had on this show. One thing we try to do is give you every angle that we can possibly find, any piece of information that I think hasn't been uncovered too, anything that we can do to advance the communication and the conversation. If you have anything to add to it, please do. 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. This goes to the armed guards thing. To me, I think one armed guard, that would have been it. One armed guard, something happens, boom, immediately they know. Does it mean that a school is going to be completely safe? No. But do you have someone right there faster? They can get to somebody faster in the school than any police response can, no matter how quickly they get there, unless the school is directly behind a police station. So this is the ultimately the first solution, the first step. Have to have someone armed at the schools. Connecticut, California. These are prime examples. Here, lucky that this kid was talked down. Thank goodness he was talked down. Coming up on this hour of America Tonight, we will talk, believe it or not, about a few other things that are happening across the U.S. and even outside of our boundaries as well, including fair or foul, the president signs into law a lifetime of Secret Service for himself and Bush, a lifetime of Secret Service. Well, isn't that part of the deal? Don't you always get Secret Service? And state income tax. Do you live in a state where they have no income tax, or do you have income tax? I've lived in both, and I have some thoughts on this. Bobby Jindal now in the hot seat because he wants to ditch it in Louisiana.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. Seriously, you got to be the first one in the gate. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Talk to Charles in Charge. Remember, they used to have it was a 70s or 80s show. I saw it on TV Land. I never actually saw it when it was running live, but the name that tune thing, the Chuck Ferris thing, there was a movie that was made. Yeah, there's a movie made about him. And, oh, what's her name was in it? Oh, come on. Everybody's sweetheart. Drew Barrymore. She was in that movie. And, man, it showed him to be just out of his mind. But the whole idea of Name That Tune, where they play bump ba bum, like such little snippets of it. I don't know how people were able to name that tune, frankly. Yeah, two notes. Are you kidding? Now, see, musicians like Charles in Charge might be easier because you get the music. You get it probably right out of the gate. The rest of us, it takes a little while to get warmed up, and I think I need more than two notes for me to get that. And this, I love that song, too, by the way, that Charles just played. That's why I threw that out there. So talk to the man. Talk to him if you call in. You don't even have to talk to me. And just if you know what movie, can we play another snippet of that? He loves it when I throw him for a curveball.
Yeah, give me a second.
I'm going to let you hear it again.
I was looking for the Name That Tune.
Yeah.
Looking for that epic Name That
yeah.
Tune.
Yeah. So this is a different version of Name That Tune. Here it is.
Do you want to drop him a hint?
No hints.
The movie was made in 1983.
That is pathetic. Charles.
Like anybody would be able to guess it.
All right, so that's all we're telling you. It's an 83. Talk to Charles if you know it. 855-266-5283. That's just what we do here on America Tonight. Sometimes we take off in different directions. All right, state income tax. The IRS is the only game in town wanting a chunk of your paycheck. 41 states have an income tax, a state income tax. Seven don't have it. Seven don't have it, okay? So who are the states without an income tax? That would be Alaska, Florida, Nevada. And I think some of this may... No, Florida hasn't changed. Alaska, Florida, Nevada, South Dakota, Texas, and Washington and Wyoming. I didn't know that that was true. Two states have a limited income tax. They only tax dividend and interest income, Tennessee and New Hampshire. New Hampshire and Texas, though, make it up in property taxes, trust me. Yeah, somehow they're going to get that money out of you. For me personally, I have lived in three states without an income tax, a state income tax, and it might be psychological because they take it out of you in another way, as I've already mentioned, but I like not having a state income tax. The worst place that I lived, where I thought they were just picking my pockets clean, although I loved it, the people were great. It was awesome, and working at WFAN was just terrific. But in New York, they have a borough tax, a city tax. You get your federal income tax, and you have a state tax, tax. So you got to make money like Howard Stern or Don Imus to make any money. Otherwise, you are in the cheap seats because you're lucky you can even make it to New York. It's just really that ridiculous how much money they'll suck out of your check. It's like a Hoover vacuum, and it just never shuts off. It just takes it all up, boom. So the reason I bring up the taxes and I threw this out here is just because I was surprised. Bobby Jindal, a lot of people are eyeing him, the Louisiana governor, as a potential candidate for the Republicans in 2016. But one of the things that now Jindal is talking about doing is taking away the income tax, taking away the state income tax. That's what he's proposing, ending that. Well, he's proposing ending. He wants to eliminate all personal and corporate income taxes to just simplify the tax code. So I would think if this works, now think about this, if this works for him, Louisiana, it could be interesting because it could make it a much more friendly place to do your business. And I think that's the idea. The finer points of Jindal's proposal really haven't been released, but it's part of what he says he's been working on for a long time for both the individual and for the corporate income tax, to just try to make it, what he's saying, revenue neutral. And then he's not, you know, he's not saying about what he's going to do with sales tax, because what do you do to offset lost money? You have to have a certain amount of money, you have to have a balanced budget, blah, 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 blah. And he's proposing the tax loss by raising the sales tax, I would think. The sales tax is at 4%, but it definitely would keep him in the national eye. Just proposing a plan of that scale, fiscal conservatives love that, and they would love him nationwide because he's often mentioned for either a Senate spot, maybe even a potential presidential candidate. And Louisiana's neighbor that I just mentioned, Texas, has no income tax, haven't had it for years. They rely instead on energy resources and other ways to tax. And it's worked. It's worked because there is something psychological about, there is something psychological to me about the taxes. As I said, I've lived in places where there wasn't a state income tax, Texas being one of them, and I think there is something that plays on your head that you're not paying that, even though you know that you're making it up in a different way. California was another place I lived. Like New York, there was great things about California, but they taxed you to death. And the worst shocker, I mean, this is kind of a, again, another oddball thing to kind of seg into, but, you know, what's the most, of all the taxes that you have to pay. What's the one that just, for some reason, it sticks in your craw? Sticks in your craw. When I lived in California, to me, the worst tax was the tax on your car. Every year when you had to do the renewal thing, I mean, you could be driving a hunk of junk, a lemon. It could be on bricks in the front of your yard. And somehow they were going to suck money out of you for this registration. I think the first time, as a naive person who went to go and register my car, I was so shocked when they told me how much it was. I remember I went to the DMV and I was polite about it, but I remember because I knew that it's not their fault. I just kept saying, "Is that really? Am I in the wrong place? No, this is the right place. How can this be? I'm not driving a fully loaded Mercedes. I mean, it's not the James Bond car that I'm riding in. Am I going to have enough money to get back home?" It was crazy. And part of that is, I had never paid that before. I'd never paid a tax like that for a car. And that was their crazy emissions thing. They had the most stringent, bizarre emissions deal I'd ever run across. I'm not talking that you have a smoker and there's gray smoke that emits every time you go down the 101. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying anything. The way they measured it was crazy. So Texas, none. Florida, none. Nevada, none. Lived in Las Vegas and didn't have state tax there. Plus the whole filing thing that prevents that having to file, you know, for the whole state thing. Anyway, worst tax, thing that sticks. It sticks in your craw. For some people, it is the sales tax. They don't like to see the high sales tax. But to me, I say, you know, that's discretionary spending in a sense. I mean, yes, of course, you're going to buy things. But if you really, really wanted to reel in your spending and it really infuriated you what the sales tax was, you'd find ways around it. They have tax holidays. You could go someplace else and shop and get what you wanted, and you wouldn't have to pay so much. So I think there's a way to dance around that. Coming up on America Tonight, we are going to check the mailbag. Without a doubt, many of you had things to say about the flu and about the gun debate in this country. That's next.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli C. Why Alli C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and
high cholesterol. I don't have a problem with
so
doing that.
So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli C. For more information and to order Alli C, call 877-888-7126.
Oh, that would be good. That'd be good for you guys, too. I'd do it.
That's 1-877-888-7126. Or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli C today.
Okay.
GCN
What's the name of the band again?
The world with hard-hitting talk
radio. You never told me that. Stellar Vector?
GCN. Great
talk radio. What would you describe your band
as? Starts here.
Oh, that's
if you're
good,
considering
you know
a water filter, have you heard
rock.
About AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail
definitely.
Units are designed
we'll have to
and engineered
have you
to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's
well,
water
I understand,
when you
but
need
the
it.
Subtlety
now,
approach
get the world's
good.
Fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface,
well and wastewater sources. Aquapail, available in four sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free.
Yay.
Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663
or
freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Oh, I know
is
a lot of people.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water?
You should try to get to South by Southwest.
Keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF liner filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify, treated, and untreated water.
I had a friend that had a van, and that's what they did. They went out for 2 nights from Seattle.
By simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose
That's
the best
cool.
size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I got you.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time. Secret Service, the protection that is. Former presidents have to give up rides, maybe on Air Force One, unless the current president asks them to come along. But they won't have to worry about being shadowed by the guys in the suits and the earpieces, the bodyguards. President Obama on Thursday signed a law giving him and George W. Bush and all the future former presidents and their spouses lifetime Secret Service protection. The legislation was put together by Congressman Trey Gowdy from South Carolina. It rolls back something that happened in the mid-1990s, a law that imposed a 10-year limit on Secret Service protection for former presidents. Bush would have been the first former commander-in-chief who would have been affected by that. So, boom, he would have had no protection. Can you imagine all the people that come out to go after former presidents? I know it costs a fortune, so you say, you know, hey, can't they pay for their own? Somebody said to me, they can't afford to pay for their own bodyguards. So at that time, when it kicked in, the reason, part of the reason was it would save millions of bucks, save the government millions of dollars. And also the argument was that a president could hire a private security firm. Nixon did that after he decided to forego Secret Service protection. That was back in 85. The bill flew through Congress. Bipartisan support. It cleared the House of Representatives easily in December, and then it went through the Senate unopposed. And then the law provides protection for former presidents' kids until age 16, but the spouse would terminate if there was a so if there was a remarriage, the spouse would wouldn't get that coverage. Oh, that'd be kind of, that'd be awful, wouldn't it? So, you're out of here, and so are the guys in the suits. Good luck. I hope you have such, you have a face that everybody now recognizes as the former First Lady. But you're going to have to hire your own security. The Secret Service, just for your own edification, I was looking this up today, started protecting presidents in 1901. And why did they do that? Think back in the recesses of your mind in history class, the assassination of William McKinley. And in 1965, they authorized, Congress authorized the agency, which is now, of course, the department, part of the Department of Homeland Security, to protect the former presidents for life. On that note, let's kick it to the mailbag.
You've got mail.
That's from like the 80s, I think. Can we hear that again?
You've got mail.
Our other guy's on strike. I don't know what it is. 2013 started out rough for him and rough for us, the other smooth, silky voiced guy. So we had to go back and hire someone from the
80s. I think he got embarrassed.
And I don't know. But this guy I know was a lot cheaper. So we decided in a pinch, we're going to have to go with him. Let's go to our first email. I got this one from Big Buzz. Big Buzz says, man, Delaney, I really like your style. Love the show. Got to protect our guns. I'm not a gun nut. I hate it when people classify everybody who wants to protect the Second Amendment as a nut job, a gun lover, and all kinds of other descriptive ways to lump us all into the same category. That's simply not true. I don't think we should rip up the Constitution. And if somebody wants to protect themselves, they want to own a gun, let's let them continue to have that right. Well said. Excellent email. Moving on to Jake, who listens to us in Austin. Jake says, wow, almost time for another weekend. Can't wait to see Zero Dark Thirty. I think I heard you mention on the show that you saw it. Would you recommend it? Oh, hands down. It's been nominated for all kinds of Oscars, and that's not a surprise. Zero Dark Thirty was terrific. Jessica Chastain, excellent in her role. And just the movie from end to end, I thought was well played. Naturally, they didn't enjoy some of the things that were shown in the movie in Washington, because one of the things that you did see was the waterboarding and all that and the whole torture thing. But I thought it was done well. I didn't think it was the overbearing theme of the movie. And I say thumbs up. The entire story from end to end, I thought, played out perfectly across the big screen. And I don't doubt that there may be a few Oscars that will get picked up for this flick. And speaking of Oscars, coming up in another hour in America tonight, we're going to tell you who's on that list for Oscars as we do our cheap movie review combined with that. Here's another one. This one from Anne, listening to us in Illinois. Anne says, wow, when it comes to guns, there is nothing that will clear a room, especially when you have people who are Democrats and people who are Republicans, than bringing up guns and whether or not we should have tight controls, completely take guns out of all permit owners' hands right now, and eliminate the sale of guns at these gun shows. It is amazing, even among a group of women playing Mahjong, the attitude toward the weapon. I will tell you that I do not possess, carry, have a permit, any of that kind of stuff, but I vehemently defend the right of my fellow Americans to do so. It's tragic, it's awful, it's unbelievable what happened in Newtown, Connecticut, and when we see other shootings, but we cannot bow to the pressure of others to take away rights. This is from somebody who's never shot a gun and doesn't care to own one. All right, let's see. Here's Oliver. Oliver listening to us in Vermont. Hey, Ms. Delaney, I've listened to you for a long time on WVMT. We love you up here in Vermont. Believe it or not, a lot of us are passive listeners, but just so you know, we are talking about you, and we're talking about you when we're enjoying our rather delicious cups of coffee. Green Mountain for me. I know some people prefer other varieties. I hear you talk often about Wawa, and I get a big grin on my face because I used to live in New Jersey, and I completely relate to the store and all the kinds of coffee that they have laid out each and every day. Here's my take on guns. I don't own a gun. I have been to a gun range before. I have lots of friends that own guns. I consider them to be responsible gun owners. I understand how people would automatically think get the guns out of the hands of Americans, especially assault-type weapons, but it's just the wrong way to think. We do not want to give up more rights. And I would like to see the true statistics to get a chance to really analyze what's happening when it comes to gun deaths. Give us the true picture, not the one that's loaded with spin. Thank you very much. Keep on keeping on. Well, you know, this, like I said, the debate has been peeled wide open. We've talked about it a ton. It's nothing new to this show. And it's terrible what happened at Virginia Tech. Terrible is not even a great way to describe it. Horrific, sickening, everything else that you can imagine. How does a parent move beyond that? How do they not, in the recesses of their mind, think, what if, what if, what if? And, you know, it's like anything in life. You have to put one foot in front of the other and move forward. But a lot of those parents, that's what's telling, a lot of those parents would say the same thing that many of you are saying who don't have guns, don't want to own guns. They're echoing your sentiments. Some of them surprise people because they automatically assume, oh, well, they're going to line up and they're going to say, get rid of them, get rid of them, get rid of them. But I think we do have to examine a lot of other aspects of what's happening in our culture, and especially what's going on with younger people. What is sending these guys that all seem to fall into the category of white loner male going into schools or workplaces or whatever and shooting people, opening fire? What leads someone to that point? How many of them have mental illness that is so severe? I mean, we're not talking about some mild case of depression. And what is it that trips their switch that sends them into sends them to the point where they're loaded with magazines going in and ready to just kill innocent people? How do you make that leap in your mind? Is it somebody who's out of their mind in a different way and they want that sickening 15 minutes of fame, which I would find hard to believe, but then again, you sometimes see how this plays out and what ultimately happens and what they're thinking in their mind, I think, end up being two different things, but it's too late to reel it back in once it happens. Okay, Boss Hogg has one for us from the great state of Mississippi. Hello to everybody listening to America Tonight. Kate, so pleased that you're on our airwaves. There are some strange things happening in this country. I heard you talking about flu shots. I'm not going to go into the gun thing right now, but I heard you talking about the flu shots, and I will tell you that I have never gotten a flu shot either. And maybe part of the reason is because I am very, very healthy, so I don't feel like my immune system, luckily, has ever been compromised to the point where I was pushed into a flu shot or felt like I needed one. I would say to people out there to be very, very cautious about getting one. If you don't need it, why get it in the first place? I know people that have gotten very sick from taking the shot. Might be different for a child, might be different for an older person. I guess it truly does boil down to your immune system. And there were a lot of people that sent me emails about the flu and whether or not they got shots. One from Joe in Illinois. He says, thumbs up to the shot. What's wrong with you people? Another one from Bill listening to us in Mississippi. And he says, yeah, you got to go get a flu shot. Why are you worried about getting a flu shot? I think everyone should get one. Well, I think we're going to disagree on that, too. Stay with us. Have you ever ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
As the economy continues to falter, one thing continues to grow. Crime, burglaries, theft, and home invasions are the fastest growing professions. Confrontation is never the goal. Prevention by keeping them out is. MySafeDoor.com can help you take away their access by properly securing your doors and windows. Protect your family today. Visit MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com. Or call 888-960-2946. That's 888-960-2946.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Topping this edition of We Can Count, Donald Trump released a birth certificate to Bill Maher and demands $5 million. You've heard about this little story, right? Trump decided, you know what? I'm going to answer the call. Bill Maher is attacking me on his show. He's saying it's a bunch of crap about the birth certificate and Obama. So I'm going to send him a copy. That's what I'm going to do. And he didn't mean a copy of the president's birth certificate. He meant he was going to send him a copy of his New York City birth certificate, who demanded to see it on Monday's Leno show. I happened to see a playback of this. Maher said he would donate $5 million to the charity of Trump's choice. And Maher suggested the Hair Club for Men. If the Celebrity Apprentice dude could prove he is not the spawn of his mother having sex with an orangutan, oh, man. He's, of course, making fun of Trump's announcement that he would donate $5 million to a charity if Obama would release his college records. That's what the play was on. You know, here's the deal. Donald Trump knows how to find publicity. Bill Maher knows how to find publicity. It is about controversy. Controversy sells in this country, for sure. So they find a way to have a little dialogue going, and that dialogue continued. So that was the deal with Bill Maher, and that was the deal on the uptake, I think, with Donald Trump. Donald Trump is the master, though. No one can, no matter what you think, no one can trump the Trumpster. He always finds a way. I mean, this is a guy who's a real estate mogul. How is he part of the vernacular? How is he selling pizzas? How is he on a reality television show? How is he pushing all kinds of agendas? How does he own a Miss Universe pageant? The reason is because he is Barnum and Bailey. He's the master showman. A teen and a 70-year-old man getting a divorce. Ooh, are you shocked by this? Yeah, a divorce has been granted in the case of the Saudi teen who was wed to a 70-year-old man. The man was the focus of huge, I mean huge, public outrage when he said his bride's family fooled him into paying $20,000 in a dowry but then took their daughter back. The commission said the two fought and she ran away back to her family. Oh, that's a surprise, huh? He's 70 years old. She's 15 years old. Naturally, in Saudi Arabia, there is no law that has a minimum age for marriage. There might have been a little bit of a push for that in recent years, but the religious scholars there say, no. We're not going to have that. So if somebody wants to marry a 15-year-old, they can marry a 15-year-old. And, of course, the 70-year-old said that he thought she was 25. So a divorce has taken place, and that's how they resolved it, amicably. In other words, it got too much. There was too much stirred up in this case. So they decided, well, how can we shove this out of the way, push this under the rug, and not have to deal with this? Well, the best way to deal with it is just grant them the divorce. All right, this is always interesting to me when they find crash sites and they find the remains of pilots, and then you find out the story behind the story, and the family learns. So more than 65 years after they crashed in Germany, the remains of five British airmen were recovered, and they're going to get a proper burial. Terrific for their family, right? The Royal Air Force guys, members, right, disappeared in 1943. This was during a raid on weapons, on a weapons factory in German-occupied Czechoslovakia. They found them. They were discovered near Mannheim, and their bomber went down. There were seven guys that were on board. The German soldiers recovered two of the bodies from the wreckage pretty much right afterwards. But five of them were missing until last week. And they had an exhaustive search for them after the war. And they figured that they ditched at sea, that they, you know, that was it. But no such thing. And it was actually 69 years ago. And the story is that there were 327 bombers that set out in April of 1943, and they were attacking a munitions plant in Czechoslovakia. 36 never made it back to the base, never made it back. And they searched and searched and searched and could never find any of the wreckage. And then they came across it, so how about that? And they recovered it. There was actually a history researcher that helped recover about 100 planes of all the planes that ever went down, and they had to use metal detectors and ground-penetrating radar to confirm the crash site and all that kind of stuff. But it's great news. It's great news that they recovered them and that they'll get the proper burial, and more importantly, their family knows the rest of the story, because you know that becomes family folklore. Here's what happened, and you know, your great grandfather did this during the war, and you know, the tales of some other things that might have happened. And instead, now they know more about it, and they know where the site was. And I don't know. I think it's kind of interesting. This is kind of creepy in one way, and in another way, it's kind of exciting. It's very exciting for the family, I would think, although it must be hard when you have so many years in between. There was an Indiana boy that was kidnapped in 1994. He turns up in Minnesota. He was, so think about this, he was abducted 19 years ago by his paternal grandparents. They've been found living in Minnesota under a different name. Richard Landers was 5 when his grandparents, who were upset over custody arrangements, disappeared. And the Indiana State Police say the 24-year-old Landers was found in Long Prairie, Minnesota, because of his Social Security number. His grandparents were living under aliases in a town nearby, confirmed his identity. Police didn't say whether the couple's going to face charges. Boy, do you think, should they face charges after all is said and done now? So Landers' mother just was out of her mind with excitement when she learned a few days ago that they found her son. Her husband said she's now the happiest woman on earth. And the grandparents, when they abducted him, they said they were worried about the court proceedings and what was going to happen there. And, you know, that's why they took him from the house in a town about 30 miles north of Fort Wayne, Indiana, and they left. And they never found this kid. And it became a cold case after 2008. Ended up in a file somewhere, but because of Social Security number, the date of birth, all that kind of stuff, the driver's license photo resembled the kid enough that they found him. So that's how they were able to match him up to the case. Wow, that's crazy. And then the other thing that would be so odd is, after all this time, do these two people that are grandparents, do they face any charges as a result of that? Oh. Yeah, that'd be a tough thing to wrestle with, I would think. How about this? This is our final We Can Count. In the movie, and somebody asked me about that, Zero Dark Thirty, there is a reference to Abu Ghraib, a defense contractor whose subsidiary was accused in that lawsuit of conspiring to torture detainees at that prison in Iraq, has paid over $5 million to 71 former inmates held there and other detention sites between 2003 and 2007. The settlement in the case involved equity holdings of Chantilly, Virginia. It's the first successful effort, and that's why I bring it up, and because it's got numbers attached to it, by lawyers for former prisoners at Abu Ghraib and other detention centers to collect money from a defense contractor in lawsuits alleging torture. Another contractor is expected to go on trial over similar allegations this summer. The payments were disclosed in a document filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission 2 months ago, but nobody really noticed it. I think that's a huge story, to say the least. To say the least, a huge story. All right, I always say this, if you want to vent, you have some thoughts, you want to share it with us, you can always send me an email, americatonight.net. Click on contact and let it fly.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.